I'm Steve Miller reporting. Islamic extremists opened fire on the French embassy and army headquarters in separate attacks in Burkina Faso's capital Friday. At least 7 soldiers were killed, and 8 of the militants were slain in the attacks. Many others were wounded among the security forces, and it is feared that the death toll could rise. It is not clear if more militants were involved in the violence which was called a terrorist attack, and there's no claim of responsibility. U.S. President Donald Trump criticized past administrations for agreeing to past bad trade deals.
People have no idea how badly our country has been treated by other countries.
Trump then went on to announce new steel and aluminum tariffs to protect U.S. industries. He defended his threat on Friday via Twitter, saying potential trade conflicts can be beneficial to the United States. Worries of a trade war sent global stocks sliding. The UN Human Rights Council spokesman said it will hold an urgent debate on Friday on the deteriorating situation in Syria's enclave of Eastern Ghouta.
Among other things, the resolution calls for an urgent need for accountability for the crimes committed by all parties, strongly condemns the sustained denial of humanitarian access, demands that Syrian authorities allow free, unimpeded, and sustained access for aid deliveries and medical evacuation to and from Eastern Ghouta, and requests the Commission of Inquiry on Syria to urgently conduct a comprehensive, independent inquiry into the events in Eastern Ghouta.
A UN Security Council resolution demanding a 30-day nationwide ceasefire was adopted last Saturday, but was never implemented. This is VOA News. Israeli police questioned Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife as part of an investigation into a corruption case involving the country's telecom giant Friday, casting a shadow on the prime minister's upcoming visit to Washington. Netanyahu has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing and has dismissed the accusations as a witch hunt orchestrated by a hostile media. British Prime Minister Theresa May urged her EU negotiating partners to get on with it Friday as she laid out her post-Brexit vision for future trade ties with the bloc.
So my message to our friends in Europe is clear. We know what we want. We understand your principles. We have a shared interest in getting this right.
Theresa May also denied that her government's approach towards Brexit negotiations was cherry-picking. The UK is due to leave the European Union in March of 2019. 5 police officers have been killed and 3 others reported injured after suspected al-Shabaab militants attacked 2 security camps in northeast Kenya. Rael Omburo has the story.
The attack comes barely a month after suspected al-Shabaab militants killed 3 people in Wajir, a town also on Kenya-Somalia border. Friday's early morning attack occurred at the Kenya Police and Administration Police camps in Fino Town. Abdi Rizak is a member of Mandera County Assembly and works just 40 kilometers from Fino. He said for 2 weeks, there has been information circulating that an attack would happen. Al-Shabaab has frequently attacked Kenya, hitting civilian targets in retaliation for Kenya's involvement in military action against the group in Somalia. Rael Omburo for VOA News, Nairobi.
According to 2 security reports seen by Reuters news agency, suspected Boko Haram militants killed at least 11 people, including 3 aid workers, in an attack on military barracks in Nigeria's northeastern Borno state late Thursday. Millar Sega has the details.
The raid in the town of Ran marks the latest high-profile assault by the jihadists in the northeast, coming less than 2 weeks after militants abducted 110 girls from a school in the town of Dapchi in neighboring Yobe State. The United Nations confirmed 3 aid workers, all Nigerian nationals, were killed in the attack in Ran, located near the Cameroon border. The UN also said a female nurse was missing. It was concerned other civilians may have been killed or injured. Millar Sega, VOA News.
2 people were fatally shot at a residence hall at Central Michigan University Friday. Investigators were searching for a 19-year-old suspect considered armed and dangerous. Neither victim was a student at the university, and police believe the shooting started from a domestic situation. It also said that no other deaths or injuries had been thus far reported. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.